Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us again. Delight to have you with us again as we begin a new week here on Close Up Talk Radio. Today, we are going to be talking to someone who helps people in a variety of ways. Fascinating. By the way, I don't know if you know it or not, but anxiety is ranked as the number one global mental health concern. That was in 2017, and the numbers have increased since then, with all the unknowns and the fears regarding the coronavirus pandemic, as you know. And it makes sense. I can understand that. Our guest today is a lady named Benita Silver. She provides spiritual mentorship for high-energy helpers and healers who are invested and interested in transmuting the energy of anxiety, pushing perfectionism, fear, and doubt into peace, productivity, confidence, and clarity so they can really live and love their life and leave a legacy. She says anxiety takes up a residence in our bodies and minds, and it really can dominate our lives. I didn't know that. I really didn't. She points out we may spiral into a vortex of worry and fear, second-guessing ourselves and pushing ourselves into overwhelm, which often results in exhaustion, shutdown, and immobilization. The irony is anxiety's core purpose is to provide safety and direction in the future in its desire to help us actualize goals and dreams. Clearly, anxiety is calling for our attention, and it presents us with an opportunity to help it benefit rather than overtake us. Anyway, Benita says she loves working with anxiety and those who suffer from anxiety. It's a tremendous energy, and she helps folks direct it effectively while discerning the truth of our human experience. We have power only within ourselves in the present, and we can only be and do right now. So when we dial into the present, we can truly trust ourselves and the universe and actualize our vision. I'm going to get Benita to explain that to me. In addition to that, in addition to her work as a spiritual mentor, she's provided psychotherapy and art therapy for over 38 years and has been doing intuitive readings and energy healings for well over a decade. She says her mentorship process is the culmination of her life's work, and it represents the intersection of, this is interesting, psychotherapy, spirituality, unified field, quantum field theory, and the embodiment of unconditional love and acceptance as a spiritual being in a human existence. A lot of people may be shaking their heads hearing all of that, but there's a lot to it, and we're going to learn it now from our guest, Benita Silver, who's based in Asheville, North Carolina, a lovely area of the country to live. And as I'm just telling you, she's been doing this for a long time, folks. She helps a lot of people in many different ways. So let's welcome her to our microphones. Benita, good morning. Actually, we just turned good afternoon. Good afternoon. Nice to have you with us today. How are you?
I'm great, Doug. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, look, this is a treat for us to learn about this and understand things. You know, I often say I love talking to people like you and others because I learn, and sometimes I don't know about all this. I had no idea anxiety could be such a problem for people. I guess the best question is, and I know you help folks, what brings people to you for help? How do they find out about you? And when they come to you, what are they looking for? How would you answer that?
Well, you know, I pretty much dialed it in that I am focused on working with, as you stated, high-energy helpers and healers and those who engage in pushing themselves, perfectionism. They're caught up with fear and doubt. And so they typically find me on what's called the Internal Family Systems website. It's a therapy website. And so I'm working with therapists and doctors and coaches and artists and visionaries, people who really, once they're able to have the impact in their lives that they so desire, that they can actually impact the planet and the people and benefit our planet and humanity. So.
Wow, sounds big. You work with doctors. You know, as the son of two doctors, and I know my parents never went to a therapist or you know, a psychologist or anyone. I'm convinced of that. What would bring a doctor to you for help? Give me an example.
Okay, so, what has really happened is a lot of the doctors are starting to question the parameters that they feel are being imposed upon them by the medical insurance industry and the American Medical Association, that they're really wanting, they're invested in helping people, their patients, and that they feel that in order to get paid, in order to survive, that they're really needing to kind of maintain themselves within the constraints of medical insurance company mandates and expectations, and that a lot right now are in fear, I know, about if they were dare to speak out about the coronavirus or vaccines.
Yeah.
And that that's a whole, you know, I mean, there's so much dialogue going on both ends. My work is to, and to assist others, is to achieve neutrality and to discern for ourselves, each individual, what our path is. It's, we have the answers within, and if we spend time with ourselves and we don't come from a state of fear, then we can really embody, you know, what our internal guidance system is and allow it to direct us forward in an effective way.
That's very fascinating. I'm prompted to ask you to tell me a little bit about your background. I mean, you're described as a psychotherapist, a spiritual mentor, and an intuitive. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not quite sure what an intuitive is. But
okay.
Anyway, tell me a little bit about your background. What is an intuitive? How do you answer that?
Okay. Well, an intuitive is also known as a psychic. I happen to be what's called clairsentient, that I can feel energy and I can pick up, like if somebody is feeling anxious, if they're in their head, if there's heart ache, if they're carrying a heavy burden, emotional burden, I can feel that like on their shoulders. And I receive guidance from source, the universe, the quantum field, whatever you want to call it, for the benefit of this individual. And additionally, that I can help people clear the burdens that they've acquired, whether emotional, mental, physical, energetic, spiritual, and it's that I co-create with my clients so that they can engage in a process of healing. And then draw in, once they release these burdens, their spaciousness within their energy system to draw in what was always intended to be prior to the onset of the burden that they acquired. And that, too, is a quantum physics principle, that you can't get rid of energy. You can't destroy it, although it can transmute. Just like water can turn into ice or into steam, but it's you can't get rid of it. So, yeah.
You know, you mentioned burdens that people have. I'm willing to bet a lot of people have burdens that they don't even know they have, and they simply aren't aware of it, and they don't realize
right. That
coming to someone like you, how much help it could be. You know, I mean, I don't know. I may have a lot of burdens that I'm not aware of, and I could spend time with you, and there could be some dramatic changes, you know, to me.
What, right.
That's why I'm really intrigued by what brings people to you. They may know they're troubled and they're looking for help, but I'll bet
right.
when they get to you, you discover things that are bothering them that they weren't aware of. And what was causing
Absolutely.
The problems. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And on some level, that people come to me because they're suffering and that they have tried a multitude of different kind of practices or workshops or different possible modalities of therapy, coaching, things like that, that have not been successful for them. And and so, yeah, it's kind of like the suffering is an aspect of us as humans. It's the nature of the human condition is that we do, we're emotional creatures. We are in a physical body. Our physical body, our emotional system, oftentimes brings about pain. And that the nature of the human condition is we don't want to feel pain, which then prompts people to want to direct their lives in a way that they can feel that alleviation of suffering. And so I work with a variety of modalities. You know, I mean, I just use whatever works. My bottom line is do what works to help people alleviate their suffering and to embody their most authentic selves, which is a powerful place to be. It's our soul where there's no garbage. It's kind of like having compassion, love, and acceptance of oneself, which is a very powerful force to operate from. And so, yeah, and so psychotherapy, you know, internal family systems, we're working with those human aspects of themselves, the clangs, so to speak, the fear, the anger, the judgment, the insecurity. And all of that is calling for our attention. And the typical human response is we don't like that. We want to get rid of it, or we want to ignore it or distract from it or self-medicate. And that typically brings about even more suffering. And so with the internal family systems practice, and as a psychotherapist, you know, I've been a psychotherapist for almost 40 years, and I also include that in the mentorship is that people get to know these aspects of themselves, and then they can connect with them through compassion and curiosity. And those parts within them will then inform them of when they came into their lives, what they're trying, what goal they have for the person. And, yeah, there's a huge discovery of, I never knew that. And then once again, there's that internal guidance that we carry within ourselves, and it's about tapping into it and the beauty of really loving every aspect of ourselves. What I call is embracing the wholes, H-O-L-E-S, within the whole, W-H-O-L-E, of our being, so that we can just be who we truly are. And it's beautiful. And it's a beautiful process to witness, and then people can really bring that out into the world. It ripples. It inspires others. It ripples out as a healing energy within the world at large. And we need it. Boy. We need that healing, and especially now where there's so much dissension, so much disagreement, so much battling, conflict, blaming, judgment, all that, fear, and we are divided. And so if we can love ourselves, then we can love people from a different perspective, that carry a different perspective, and then we can join into one people. We're all just, you know, trying to get along in our life the best we can and really honor our experience here on this planet and come together and be interdependent and help support one another. And this is what, this is the new consciousness that's coming in. And it's about right now with all the conflict that's going on, it's perfect. It's creating so much suffering that people are wanting to do something to alleviate their own personal suffering as well as the suffering on our planet. And so love is pretty much the common denominator. And I've seen that also in terms of there's so much the conflict, the polarization that's going on currently. between the people on our planet. That's the macro of the micro experience within each of us as individuals, that we have internal conflict between ourselves, in ourselves, about what we like about ourselves and not. And so, and in that conflict, there always is a shared goal. That's where we can go to bring about union within ourselves and union within humankind.
Well, you really are getting very deep into this. It sounds amazing. Let me ask you how you help people. What do you do when someone comes to you? I mean, how does the process begin?
Okay, well, you know, I mean, I do have a psychotherapy practice, and currently I've limited the number of people that I'm seeing because I am shifting my focus to the mentorship practice or the mentorship process. And for that, it's an online process where people have access to 8 modules of training, exercises, practices. And there are 26 videos, and there are exercise sheets, and there's also engagement with me in terms of having these spiritual sessions. And I never know what will happen, because what I've in essence done is I've woven together everything throughout my history, both my personal and my professional history, of what bottom line works. And so when I'm engaged with a client and then I hear what they're attempting to work on, there is also accountability, and it's kind of like setting a schedule for themselves about what is it, what are their goals, what are they trying to achieve, what are the things that get in the way. And they come to me with that. They come to me with questions about the training. They come to me with insights. And so the sessions with them may be exercises that I have them do, whether it's like I'm also an art therapist. It might be drawing some artwork, and what does the artwork say to them, because it comes from them. It's a communication from them onto the paper, and then it's sending them information about themselves. So it might be artwork. It might be an intuitive guidance session where source comes in our relationship, and then provides guidance. It may be working with their internal parts, and the beauty of working with their internal parts, like let's say fear, is that they're learning how to work independently without me, without my support or guidance, so that they can engage in relationship with these aspects of themselves and develop a healthier, more connected relationship with the aspects, like with the fear or with the anger or the judgment. And it's very healing within them. And then, of course, we are the center of the universe. We bring a healthier, more happier, stronger sense of self into the world. And then we're able to express ourselves transparently, what I know of what's going on inside of me, my thoughts, my feelings, my goals, my dreams, my limits. And oftentimes the body will provide us with information about that, or provide that individual with information about that. And then daring to share all of that, that they know of themselves in their relationships with others. And so there is what I call is congruency. This is how I feel, this is what I say, and this is what I'm acting from. And so there's congruence within the individual in terms of just being themselves clear across the boards. And that is what, it's beautiful, and there's ease in just being oneself when we truly accept and embrace who we are And then we feel total comfort in presenting who we truly are in the world.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I'm prompted to ask you, what role does your psychic ability play in your teaching and training with your clients?
Yeah, it's typically, like, if I get information or if I get a message three times, I always trust three, then I'm being encouraged by Source, God, the universe, whatever you want to call higher power, I'm being encouraged to share that information with the individual. And when I share it, my clients, and through, you know, I've been using the intuitive psychic ability for over a decade now, there is a resonance that they feel. It's like a higher distillation of their experience. They experience clarity. There's like a bell ringing. It's like, I get it. And there's relief with that. And this is, and then there's like the dropping into their true essence. It's like, oh, yes, this is who I am. This is exactly. And then there's, it's an epiphany for them. And then they can embody that experience, that knowing within themselves, which can further and expedite their healing process. And so it's about really embracing the dialectic that we are, that we're both human and that we regard ourselves as imperfect. We have all these issues, difficulties, challenges, emotions that take us over, and we are a soul at our essence where there's no garbage. And if we can really embrace those holes, our human aspects, then there's an integration within our being and a love of who we are and resonance and comfort and expansion and a feeling of safety. And then we can just be who the heck we are. Yeah.
You know, you've said there is so much anxiety these days because of the pandemic. And the world needs a lot of healing right now. I wasn't aware that anxiety was what could be such a problem. But apparently it is. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of people are concerned about the future, just in terms of the coronavirus and, you know, in terms of, you know, am I safe? Am I going to, whether I've had a vaccine or not, am I going to contract COVID? You know, will I be able to see my family? What about the restrictions? What about the passports, you know, the health passports, the vaccine passports?
Yeah.
Will I be able to travel? And so when there's fear about the future, anxiety is always about the future. It's like the what ifs, the I gotta's, or the worries. And so then we're living our lives with our focus on the future rather than here we are right now, the present. And only the present is where we have choice and power. And so it's kind of like we're spinning our wheels because we don't know. And there's no way to know until we know. There's no way to know until it becomes evident. And so the anxiety, like I say, it's a force. It's an energy. It's trying to direct us into the future. It wants us to find answers because then we don't have to worry if we have the answers. And so the anxiety has got a beautiful intention for us. Although when it takes us over, it impacts our sleep, our digestion, muscle tension, that we are feeling stressed out, on edge, irritable. We can, you know, be more, you know, less patient with our children or our loved ones. We can be less focused. We can be consumed by the fears about the future. We feel overwhelmed. What I see so often is we feel overwhelmed, and then we shut down, and then we're good for nothing, and we get sick, or we just don't have the energy or the stamina, you know? And so the thing is, can we develop a benevolent relationship with anxiety? Can we befriend it? Can we embrace it? And then when we do that, it will work in concert with us. And that energy of anxiety, it's huge. I mean, it's like, it's kind of like the car revving and it's going nowhere. But then when it's in alignment with our true essence, with our soul, we team up and then we can go forward. And that the anxiety knows that our self, with a capital letter S, our soul, is the driver of the vehicle, not the anxiety. And it can provide the juice for us to move forward, but we are the ones who are in control of driving the vehicle, of braking, of steering. And so it's a beautiful harmonic relationship once we work with it.
That's very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I got to ask you, I know you work with lots of different kinds of people, you know, from all walks of life. Give me an example of someone who came to you for help, and after working with them for a while, you know, you changed their life. There have to be many examples.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a brief one. One come to mind off the top of your head?
Sure, yeah. I'm thinking of a man that I worked with, and, you know, he had in mind his goals, and he was like, he adhered to what he thought his goals were, that he was working toward it, and that he was like, what happens is oftentimes it's like that the intention, it's great to have an intention, but it can encourage tension within our being. And so it's like I gotta do this, and I can feel the tension with that intention as I gotta do it. I can feel the tension in my neck. I can feel the tension. My hands are clenched. You know, in fists, I got to do it. And so what that does and what that did for this gentleman is it caused a lot of stress. So what he learned was to tune into his body in terms of what his goals were, and he was able to expand his perception and not be so married to what it had to be or what he had to do. And then he was open. And then he was receiving guidance, information, messages from the universe. And that may sound kind of wacky, but the universe does speak.
But it changed his
life,
didn't it?
It changed his life. And then he created, I mean, the kind of things he created were so beyond his comprehension of what he ever could do. Yeah.
I can totally understand that. Listen, we're running. I wish we had more time to talk. You're fabulous, really fabulous. Benita Silver has been our guest. She has a wonderful website, and if you go there, you'll learn how to get in touch with her. It's simply fearlesshealers.com, fearlesshealers.com. And that's how you can learn more about how Benita helps people. She can help you. You help people on the phone as well as Zoom, I presume. Is that right, Benita?
Yep, sure. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
it
doesn't matter where they are. I mean, you're based
in
Asheville, North Carolina, but they could be anywhere and benefit from your knowledge. Listen, I wish we had more time, Benita, but we're just out of time. Thank you so much for being our guest. Hopefully we can do this again. Benita Silver. FearlessHealers.com is that website. Go there and learn more and learn how to get in touch with her. Benita, thanks so much. It's been great having you as our guest today. Okay? Thank you, ma'am.
It's been great. Thanks, Doug. Bye-bye.
You're so welcome.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
Yeah, we certainly do. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time, everybody. Till then, take care and be safe. Bye for now.